Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's an interactive show. We've got an interactive website. You can go to freetalklive.com. Link to blog posts or news stories or whatever it is that you think is important that other people need to see. You can go link to it there, and you know, a lot of people are going to see it. You can vote up other people's articles. They can vote yours up, vote them down. That's how it works at freetalklive.com. It's Mark
and Brett.
And Stephanie. And Mark, you're back.
That's right. I've been away for a week.
Unexpectedly.
Well, one day early, so I gave you a call and thought, we'll see if Stephanie's got an open chair. Indeed, you did. You welcomed me.
Glad you did, Mark.
But you were to man the woman the main mic here, and you gladly gave it over. So here I am at one day early from the vacation. I took the
couldn't wait to get back to work.
Yeah, I took the family to out to Maine, and we went around, saw some touristy thing. It's really the end of the season. Mm. It's getting a little cold there in Maine. We went and saw some things. And
the trees. I think it's past the peak foliage here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from.
I think that, I think it passed me by. I don't even know what day it happened, the peak. There were some pretty trees.
A couple weeks
there
ago.
There still are. I'm not sure. I mean, there's still plenty of green trees out there. I think it's a funny season.
Well, some trees don't lose their leaves.
No, I meant
trees are always green.
I meant the leaves.
Gotcha.
As opposed to the needles or something like that.
So what did you see in Maine that was surprising or interesting or...
Well, I saw one of our stations. I went to WEGP and saw Pat, the program director there, and I had a really great time. It was nice. It was one of the highlights of the trip. It was awesome, and saw his station worked. Not little, by the way. It's 25,000 watts, and it was great. I also, interestingly, the world's a little different when you drive an RV. Nobody has to wear a seatbelt, or at least I don't think you have to wear it if you're not sitting in the front seats. In New Hampshire, you wouldn't have to wear them anyway, but I went to Maine.
Well, how can you really be sure? I mean, those laws are different everywhere, and it's so confusing to have to keep up with all of them.
I didn't check into any of this, but it's my understanding that in an RV, and you guys could correct me if you've heard something different, but in an RV, you can have an open container. You can drink, not drink while driving, but you can have an open container because that way the wife can sit back at there at some table in the back and have a beer while the husband drives, or vice versa.
I think that's a question for Google.
Now, the states, in between the states, they don't have, checkpoints before you go into a state. They stop you and make sure you know all the laws. They don't have anything like that?
Not yet, no.
Actually, in Maine, they do have a bit of a rundown of the laws because you're coming from New Hampshire and the laws are so much more strict in Maine. In many cases, they do have, they warn you to buckle up or we'll get you. And
well, that reminds me, the first time I came to New Hampshire, like when I was investigating moving here as part of the Free State Project, this was about 6 or 7 years ago maybe at this
point.
From
Massachusetts?
Yeah, I lived in Massachusetts before, and they had this seatbelt law, and everywhere you went, you'd see click it or ticket. Like,
yeah.
It was really imposing and really scary. But once you cross the border into New Hampshire, it says, welcome to New Hampshire, common sense for all, and it mm-hmm. has a picture of a seatbelt, and something like under 18, wear a seatbelt, mm-hmm. common sense for all. And I was like, that sounds a lot nicer.
Yeah.
It sounds a lot more welcoming. So
troopers are
nice
patrolling
experience.
The highways this weekend, and they're looking for people like you. You people without seatbelts.
Did you ever
click
see?
It or tick it? I mean, have you heard those radio commercials?
I wonder what that meeting is
just like.
Yeah, the meeting where they say, how can we use people's tax money to, threaten them?
Yeah. Have you ever seen that commercial? It was something like the Pennsylvania State Income Tax Department or something had creepy commercial where it was like an aerial GPS satellite view,
yeah.
And it picked up on someone's house and it zoomed in and it said, we know when you're cheating on your state taxes, so you better watch out because we're going to find you, or something to that extent.
Oh, they knew this guy's name. They knew that he had a boat and what he was driving.
Right.
They were right in his yard.
It's bizarre stuff. Another thing about it is I went from New Hampshire where we have state liquor stores, and by the way, some of the lowest liquor prices, and I couldn't tell you why. I haven't investigated the
Really? I thought they were lower in Vermont, actually.
I think that they're lower in New Hampshire.
I don't know. I'm not an avid connoisseur.
I don't think you drink. When was the last time you drank an alcoholic beverage?
I don't know.
It's been a long
time. I can't remember.
It's either very, very recently or a very long time. If you
it
can't
was
remember.
A long time ago.
Yeah. But, you know, in Maine, you can buy liquor right in the grocery store. So somehow, right there across some little arbitrary line that some guy who died 400 years ago drew, you can go to a grocery store and buy liquor. And you know what? It is an anarchy over there. People aren't stabbing each other in the eye in the grocery store in order to get the... I don't know what people imagine these terrible things would be if you just sold liquor in a grocery store where people would want to have it.
Mm.
But it's ludicrous.
I don't think anyone really imagines anarchy, but the state bureaucrats are just so insistent that they have that monopoly so that people can't compete with them and erode into their profits.
I guess. I mean, I've heard that the liquor store is running the red. Maybe
yeah,
I'm wrong
yeah.
on
that's,
that one.
I don't believe that that's a money-making operation, the way it's run, yeah.
God.
It has been at some points in the past, though, I think.
It may very well be. I can't speak for...
I mean, it's clear that they don't do it for safety reasons because they have the liquor stores right on the side of the road.
Truck stops.
The side of the highway.
Rest stops. Yeah. They have liquor stores in rest stops. You can not even have to get off the interstate. You just pull over, grab your liquor, and go.
Yeah.
It's completely insane. So
no drive-through yet, though. No drive-through.
Yeah, give them some time. Well, actually, that would be probably too creative and too entrepreneurial for them to implement as part of a bureaucracy.
Now, there's another problem that's lurking in some people's minds that likely they'll want the government to get into sometime in the relatively near future, and that is those darn fertile women. And them
well, they're not,
having
excuse
babies.
Me. They're not a problem according to the Pope.
Oh, the
I
Pope?
Mean, of course, you know, Catholic, the Pope is very against birth control and maintains that it's not a good thing, despite in the developing world there's all these... really high maternal mortality. You know, mm-hmm. women die giving birth in a lot of places, and there are too many children to be fed and taken care of, but no, you can't use a condom. That would just be a mortal sin.
Yeah, and the idea, it seems ludicrous.
Not to mention HIV prevention, you know, all this other stuff, so...
It seems insane to me why someone would suggest that you shouldn't use a condom. Shouldn't that same... I guess the idea there is that you don't want to get in the way of what God would have happen in between the eggs and the sperm and all that stuff, right? Like, God has to be able to control that.
Every egg, every time a woman gets her period and doesn't get pregnant, that's a missed opportunity for another soul.
But isn't the same explanation? But I don't know. I mean, God could overcome that if he wanted to. I mean, if it was really about creating, if you're going to kill off the next Jesus, God can handle that. He can put a hole in a condom and we'll be just fine. But, I mean, what about not washing your hands? Isn't that a missed opportunity for somebody to die of the flu? What about looking both ways before you cross the street? Isn't that the missed opportunity for somebody to hit by a bus? I don't understand why you would intervene in what is natural, I guess, in
well,
one
they
case.
They believe that people should only be having sex if they're in a marriage and they're going to have the goal in that marriage of having as many children as possible and raising them all as Catholics, right? And I mean, I'm sure it's not just Catholicism, but that's the example that comes to mind as really prominent. You know,
it's the only one I can think of.
Well, I think it is, too. What it continues to be is that it's basically, you know, that religion is a perpetual attack, not just on children, like so many organized religions are, but women.
Yes.
You know, and that goes back a long, long time.
Absolutely.
You know, I think people should, not have to use condoms and prophylactics if they wish not to. And I think they should be able to use them if they want to. Yeah. And you know, either way here, it just seems insane. But
a condom is a pretty old technology.
It's
I mean,
pretty
old technology.
They've
been around for 100 years. And
I don't know why they don't have a male pill yet. I mean, to me...
Actually, I'm a little bit familiar with this. So for our listeners who aren't familiar, I'm in medical school, so I know a little bit about the history of this. There have been many attempts at developing male birth control pills, but one of them failed because it made their hair fall out. So they
no guy's going to go for that.
Right.
And another one is a combination of testosterone and progesterone, and that's kind of in the pipeline, but there aren't too many men who want to take progesterone, which is a female hormone, and it's kind of the
it's
dose has to be
me already.
Different in every person, and so there's some problems with it.
Yeah.
But vasectomy is very reliable and, you know, pretty cheap, and condoms, of course, protect against STDs. The only form of birth control that does that. So.
It's a very difficult position for a single guy to be out having sex. So you never know what's going to happen. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hello again. I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We're your source for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing 50 bucks. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about, well, there's a lot of people on planet Earth, and there's a new article. Apparently, we've reached some kind of milestone. And people like zeros. Zeros are milestones, so we'll get into that in just a second here. But
I suppose, yep.
It's Mark.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
So, Brett, tell us about your podcast.
My podcast is called School Sucks. The website is schoolsucksproject.com. Show has been off since August, but we will be coming back within the next week or so. I had to prioritize work over that project.
Well, it's great to hear that you'll be coming back because I really enjoy it.
What gives you the ability to say school sucks?
A lot of people ask me that. Well, you know, I was a product of that system, so I spent 12 years there, and I've spent the last 10 working in and around the public schools. I currently work as a tutor. I'm the vice president of a tutoring company, and I interact with a lot of kids, a lot of different ages. I worked with homeschoolers. I've worked with unschoolers. I've seen the successes there. And, you know, I've seen some real tragedies that have taken place with kids in the public schools and even outside of the public schools in state-subsidized or state-regulated private schools and boarding schools. So I've had quite a bit of experience.
And when you say school sucks, it's kind of a double entendre, right? Because it could be taken in the way that kids typically mean it, like, oh, this sucks. I don't want to be here.
Sure.
But also that it sucks the creativity and the passion and the drive and motivation right out of people's souls.
Yeah,
really.
Sort of our best natural abilities for too many that are so present at age 4, 5, 6 seem to just be completely absent by the time they're 17 or 18. And, of course, it sucks money out of the pockets of hardworking, productive people.
Well, it's, you know, it also sucks the education away from other kids. I mean, I'm in a situation, my kid's 3.5, and we've already started educating him. We're buying him educational materials and working with him. I'm sure many parents do the same thing that send their kids to school, too, but we're likely to homeschool or unschool or something like that. Some kind of, you know, whatever fits our family. And every dollar that somebody, that the government takes to educate somebody else's kid, they're taking from the education of my kid. Because I could be buying more stuff. There, you know, there are things out there that I would like to buy my kid in order to educate him better. But, you know, hey, it doesn't matter. We've got a plan, and your kid doesn't fit that plan.
Right. Exactly.
And that is what sucks the most. Government is just, you know, steals from one person, breaks your leg, and then hands you a crutch. You know, we're gonna make it so you can't educate your own kid, and then we'll provide you with crappy education. The 20% of the people who graduate from are functionally illiterate, in some cases up to 40%, and you're going to tell you that it's so important. We'll put bumper stickers in the back of our government paid teachers that say, if you could read this, thank us. No, I'm not going to thank you.
I haven't
Thanks
seen
for
those.
Nothing.
And, you know, if you look at the origins of the system and the people who wrote about it, even, you know, John Dewey, Horace Mann, some of the people who are the most revered, when you go to you know, study education at the college level or at the graduate level, these are the heroes. And if you look at some of their intentions, it's funny, government school actually works quite well. If you look at their stated goals to push everybody together into a mold, to have people who can't think outside of certain boxes, you know, we see that in the world we live in today so much. Two different groups who seem so diametrically opposed to each other, you know, but they say, I'm unhappy with how things are going, and I'm also going to take some action to do something. So we have the Tea Party and these Occupy people, and they seem like worst enemies. Because they still keep asking that same question, how can the government help me? How can the government fix this? And I think that's the you know, the argument from authority that is so ever present throughout those 12 years in school and other places as well.
So, Stephanie, our article, oh, by the way, if you want to see Brett, Stephanie, and myself in the studio, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. We are waving at the cam now, and that's just one of the many ways to listen to Free Talk Live. If you want to see all the different ways that you may listen, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, 100 radio stations, satellite options, webcam, listen lines. You can call in from a telephone anywhere and listen to Free Talk Live. If you can't get us in any other way, it's listen.freetalklive.com. So, Stephanie, how many people are on the planet?
A lot. And this is something that we briefly touched on last night when I was in here with Ian, but I think it's really worthy of some more discussion than we gave it. And we alluded to this when we talked about the birth control question and the Catholic Church's policy on having children and stuff like that. But the world's population is about to hit 7 billion.
And when will it hit?
It will hit on Halloween, or it's predicted, because you can't really know these things accurately. It's
somebody just saying something.
Yeah, it's just it's basically some data from the United Nations, and I know
the satellite that is supposed to fall, that was put up by the government, falls and smooshes somebody on Halloween Day? Will we have to wait till the next day to hit 7 billion?
They probably have to wait like half a second. Because, yeah.
Yeah, that's just probably that fast.
So it's predicted by a Harvard economist that, using data from the United Nations, that the world's population, the 7th billionth person, will be born in India on Halloween of this year. And most of the growth now is occurring in developing countries like China and India.
Sure.
And those kind of areas. Well, China, I mean, has the one-child policy, but
I think they've actually rescinded that policy because it's just created so much trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
I've talked to people China who work with me in my workplace, and what they have said, what I've asked them about this, is that you can have more than one child, but you have to pay extra taxes if you have more than one.
Yeah.
So maybe it's changed over time. And, you know, it's interesting because when I ask them about this, I always ask them, well, do you support this? And a lot of times they'll say, well, yeah, we have to do what's good for the nation.
Mm.
You know, and they seem to have this attitude like I should be thinking of everybody who lives in this arbitrary geopolitical boundary when I make such a personal decision as one to have children, you know, to reproduce. So
a lot of people, that's essentially how people react with the TSA, for instance. Many people will say things like, well, we have to, you know, we gotta stay safe. Oh, yeah, the terrorists hate us for our freedoms. We have fewer freedoms than when the terrorists attack, and, you know, they didn't, but they haven't won, even though they got our freedoms and they hate us for them. I mean, you know, this is sort of roundabout logic.
It's just different forms of collectivism, and I think that they're really soul-crushing. You know, if you can't even really make an independent decision to pass on your genes to have some children, and, you know, you're ready to be responsible for them, but the government is stepping in and creating these incentives. And, I mean, we see this in other places, too. There are a lot of countries, for instance, England, you know, and even in the U.S., where people are essentially paid to have children, or at least people of a certain income level, you know, so they do, and the tax structure is set up in certain cases.
I believe everybody in the United States is paid to have children, actually, that files income tax. I believe that there's a credit for essentially having children, and so, you know,
but the politicians,
it's having children and registering them with government. That's what you're paid for.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, they have to be able to track everybody, right?
Indeed.
But, you know, the politicians are always talking about how to incentivize people to do things like get married and stay married, right? Like George Bush was really big on that, encouraging marriage with some of his government policies. And at the end of the day, you know, really stuff like choosing to get married is best left to an individual. You can create a lot of marriages, but that doesn't mean that they'll be healthy or good for everyone involved, right?
I don't see increasing the number of marriages to be particularly beneficial. I mean, and it seems like
it says nothing about the divorce rate either, you know.
It doesn't. Yeah. You know, I mean, just because people get together and have kids doesn't mean those kids are going to be well taken care of. 855-450-3733. Call us if you have an opinion on it. 855-450-3733.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
What would you think if you found out that there were 20,000 liberty-loving individuals moving all to one state in order to have some kind of effect on that state where the maximum role of government would be the protection of life, liberty, and property? Would you want to move there? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Again, it's freestateproject.org. And, you know, that's one of the things, you know, I heard them talking on the radio, the local New Hampshire public radio here. They were talking about how New Hampshire's population is aging. You know, it might be getting a little larger, but it's aging. It's a cold, icy rock full of geriatrics. And
they've been talking about that for a long time.
They have, yeah.
I remember when I first moved here, I would listen to NPR, and that's what they would be talking about.
This is a problem that's going to last a long time, though, right? I mean, you know, the idea that the population's aging would be one that would happen over the course of decades.
Well, I mean, it's kind of rational if you think about it. Like, a lot of retired people are living on a fixed income, and so they want to live somewhere with a high quality of life, but somewhere where they won't have to pay a lot of taxes, I'm sure. So New Hampshire has no sales tax, right? And so that's a big draw, I guess, I suppose.
I would imagine
property
it is.
Taxes, probably a negative, but I don't know. Maybe they see that as offset by some of the other things.
There are lots of places in New Hampshire where the property tax isn't that high. You can move many places where the property tax isn't that high. So, I mean, you know, it's just a decision as to where in New Hampshire you wish
to
live.
And they're not looking for really an active nightlife, I assume. That,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, it depends on your perspective. You know, I know some young people here who claim that it's really hard, and it's difficult to meet people if you're single, but of course they're not within the Liberty community, so that's a way to get introduced to people of like mind, I guess you could say.
Sure. I'm not proposing that we do a pitch here for New Hampshire and move young people in.
Well,
I'm just
what
saying.
What was the reason you brought up with the older population?
It was a segue into the 7 million thing that we
I
were
missed
talking
that, Mark.
About. So, you know, the 7 billion people issue, it really cuts to the heart of sort of collectivism and central planning, because people are feared that the world can't handle a certain amount of human beings.
Yes.
And I would say that that's true. There is an amount of human beings the world can't handle.
There is some number, yes.
And that's
I think that number is fungible, and I think that the free market is the only thing that could increase that number. But I think it has a lot of wiggle room there, because if you think about advances in technology, they really support the advent of having more people around.
And that's really important. So there was a maximum amount of people that the world could sustain in 1900.
Yeah.
There's a maximum amount of people the world can sustain in 2000, and it's significantly more, because they can get more food out of an acre than they used to be able to. And now with hydroponics, they're going to be able to grow upwards. At some point, it's going to make more sense to have big buildings in which you grow the food and the lab-grown meat, frankly, so you won't need these huge swaths of area that are covered in, poop machines called cows, and that are producing methane that affect the environment and all that stuff. Lab-grown meat is almost a reality now.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I know Brett and I, at least, and maybe Mark, you have some experience with this. Brett and I eat a paleo-style diet, which is like, you know, a lot of meat and vegetables and whole foods and stuff like that. And there are a lot of people who, when you tell them about this way of eating, will say stuff like, well, aren't you concerned? Because if everybody ate this way, the agricultural capacity of the planet would be exceeded really quickly, and only the really wealthy can afford to eat this way. And aren't you focusing on the wrong things?
Are you concerned about that?
I'm just trying to have the best health that I possibly can, and I think that this way of eating is in my interest, health-wise, for sure.
Sure. I mean, people eat largely what they want to eat for lots of different reasons. I suppose there's a segment of the population out there that sticks to lentils because they believe that you can grow more lentils, that is the most efficient way to eat as far as the planet goes. But I would say that you're talking about less than one-tenth of a percent of the population is effectively eating in order to decrease their footprint on the environment. Wouldn't you say? I mean, this is a remarkably small amount of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One in 1,000. I don't feel like I'm pushing a number here. One in 10,000.
It's a rare person who eats a certain way because they really care about the environment and stuff. But
it's who thinks about eating what or why they eat anything at all.
It would seem like whatever the inefficiencies of the way this paleo diet that you eat are probably offset by the inefficiencies of, say, not eating Twinkies and things that are wrapped in stuff that doesn't deteriorate over time, you know? So you don't have the landfill issues in the same way either.
Well, but and part of the reason why things like Twinkies are so popular is because the government subsidizes certain foods, wheat, corn. Soy, and the huge agribusinesses will get these subsidies, and it leads to things like high fructose corn syrup, which is more cost effective to make than sugar, importing sugar from different places, and they have import tariffs on sugar.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing too, like making, you know, I mean, sugar's not great, but it's better than high fructose corn syrup, so the sugar is kept out or kept, you know, to a much higher price than it should be.
Yeah.
And, you know, corn is heavily subsidized.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how much.
Yeah. It's in my car. I've got corn in my car right now, for goodness sake.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you know, in the form of ethanol.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. We all do.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I honestly think that if more people decided to adopt a diet where they eat more meats, and by the way, I try to eat grass-fed meat whenever possible because, you know, there's evidence that feeding the cows corn is kind of bad on their digestive systems.
Some kind of disease.
They get antibiotics to make up for that, and mm-hmm. they're just not happy, you know, so for ethical reasons and also for health reasons, I go for grass-fed. But, you know, I think technology will solve these problems as it's needed.
And absolutely, and the demand needs to be there.
Yeah, and that's why we need the room for an unregulated market that can allow these changes to take place. In the structure that we have today, there's just subsidies for certain foods, and then certain all these things are prohibited. I guess there's a guy speaking at Liberty Forum who was writing in one of these books, The Omnivore's Dilemma or something like that. Joel Saladin, I think, is his name. And he's going to talk about...
He was also in Food Inc., I believe.
Yeah, yeah. And he has a talk that's titled, Everything I Want to Do is Illegal. And he's the owner of a farm, of course. And so he says stuff like, you know, even if his farm exceeds the cleanliness specifications and all kinds of other rules that the USDA sets forth, he is not allowed to do some of the things that he would like to do or to sell them, I guess, because of all these copious regulations. And so it's no wonder that the farms are shifting towards like larger farms and
sure.
smaller farms are going out.
The big guys that have got the government in their pocket, frankly they own the politicians and the lobbyists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, a little farmer can't lobby for what he wants and what he needs versus these big farmers. There's no way for it to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is the concern that people have, that the planet can't sustain life. But most of the problems that we have with famine these days don't have to do with bad weather. I mean, when you hear about famines in the Bible and stuff like that, I assume you're talking about things that happen in bad weather. I don't know. But famines that occur today are usually a result of war. And war is, frankly, an act of the state. So
yes.
government is what is starving people right now. People
yes.
would propose to use the government to limit the birth of people because the earth can't sustain the life. However, the reality is that the government can't sustain life. The government is contrary to life. It really is.
But see, the famine because of war is okay, Mark, because the government also does foreign aid, and that's a huge success.
Yeah, that goes to the dictators, right? And it does
sure.
never really gets to the people who need it.
Well, you know, you identify whatever the crisis that, you know, the government wants to throw money at. Like, for example, I know this is a little bit off topic, but when a lot of the companies countries in the Middle East, understood that they could get funding from the United States if they had a problem with terrorism.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly they had a problem.
They were inviting terrorists.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
and now we have this terrorist problem. So.
Yeah, it's backwards incentives.
Yeah,
that's what,
exactly.
what happens with the government.
Indeed, that's what the government's all about, is, you know, they need the problems in order to flourish. Government thrives on failure. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Call in and tell us why you don't think the planet can handle more life.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783. 207-989-6783. Or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. The main name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. And this time I promise to take your calls. There's been some people holding. I'm back from vacation, apparently don't even know what I'm doing. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
Sound Wisdom's SG1 solar power generating system can give you the basics in an emergency or be expanded to handle your whole house. It'll take a 25-foot cubic freezer completely off the grid. That's the really big freezer. This thing can take basically a deep freezer or refrigerator, a well pump, maybe a little more, and take it off the grid all the time. And so as a generator, it's paying for itself as opposed to all the other generators just kind of sit there and collect dust, cost you money while they sit there. This one can pay for itself, or you know, begin to pay for itself over time, and you can expand it to take your whole house off the grid if that's what you want to do. It's the SG1. Find out more at freetalklivesolar.com. It's an awesome setup, and I highly recommend it. It's freetalklivesolar.com. Let's go to Joshua in Oklahoma. Joshua.
Hey, hey.
What's on your mind?
I just had to chime in, starting back with the whole Catholic Church birth control thing, and then she went to China, and I have inside information there, too, so and they're related.
Okay.
Please.
Okay, well, the first thing, I can tell you exactly where the Catholic Church got that stuff about birth control and why it's bogus, and it's not heavily theological or anything, so
bear
with me. Okay. In old Israel, God had established a rule, or Moses did, depending on which side of the story you believe, that if a man died childless, his nearest living male relative was to take his wife and have a son with her who would
yes.
be the dead man's name.
I've right? heard of this.
That's right.
Egregiously offensive to women.
Wasn't this his brother, though? I mean, his brother was supposed to take his wife?
Well, it didn't have to be. Nearest living male relative. All right. As a matter of fact, when Boaz and Ruth got married, there was a kinsman redeemer issue, and Boaz had to go to the guy who had the right and say, you know, do you want this woman? And he said, no, I haven't had children myself, so my firstborn would be his firstborn. It would, you know, let's not do that. So,
no, who cares what the woman thinks? She's not important.
She had an opinion, and she expressed it.
It didn't matter.
So we have the story of Onan, where his older brother died childless, and then the second brother died childless, and the third brother died childless. So now Onan, I don't know, he's 15 years old. He gets a 15-year-old's wet dream. He's got to do this girl to make breed kids, and he doesn't have to raise them. His dad will. He doesn't have to pay the bills, nothing.
But Onan doesn't do that, right? He goes off into the woods.
No. It says he spilled his seed on the ground. He just used the pull-out method.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I see.
That's really bad, isn't it? I've heard that.
But now, wait. Now, it says in the scriptures why God slew him on the spot. Because in doing so, he declared his happiness that all three brothers were dead and that he wanted their line to die out. It was not about semen or ova.
Okay.
So it's not... So are you saying, Joshua, that the whole idea that it's wrong to pleasure oneself is a myth or it's not really accurate?
It is almost entirely made up by the Catholic Church. There is a reference in the Mosaic Law. There's all those rules about ritual uncleanness. If you touch a dead body, if you have a menstrual period or whatever, then you got to wash the clothes. You got to go outside the camp till sundown, etc. Right? Same thing if a man has an emission of semen. He's got to wash his clothes and, you know, wash his whole body, and he's ritually unclean till sundown. He can't participate in any rituals, can't, you know, there's various things he's not allowed to do.
What if he does it after sundown?
It's till the next sundown. Yeah, the day was sundown to sundown for them.
This is very interesting, not that I followed this in the first place, but it's just interesting to be able to tell other people that maybe this isn't accurate.
No, it's totally bogus. It's the same mindset that it came about the same time the Catholic Church came up with this really great rule. Because there were queer orgies in the Roman baths, therefore they outlawed bathing of all sorts. There was even a diary found by a nun from the Middle Ages. She was so proud that in her entire life she had never washed anything but the tips of her fingers.
Well, good for her.
It just goes to show you, too, like what you can make possible once you already have people buying into the argument from authority.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell them anything.
Yeah.
I've heard one. This was, you know, some book I read recently. It was The Market for Freedom, actually. Market for Liberty. And you can find it at book.freetalklive.com. And they suggested that, in fact, the church, and at the time it was the Catholic Church, decided that all cats were bad because they were, you know, they were of witchcraft. Or something. It had something to do with witches skulking about at night. So they went on a cat-killing spree, which at this point, cats weren't these cuddly things that you kept around in your house. They were mostly just pests that maybe kept the rats down in the barn, that kind of thing.
Mm.
But cats were bad, so they went and slew them. So, of course, the rat population increased. The fleas on the rats carried the plague.
Yes.
And then everybody died. One-third of the population died in Europe, and it was all because of the church. Not because of Christianity as much as the church.
There's a couple variations on that story, too. I mean, it could have been all of these things.
Interesting.
At least they got the witch population under control.
That's a big problem.
You never know. They're all over.
Well, I was a consulting business analyst for 15 years, which meant basically I investigated what was going on at companies and how to fix it and frequently encountered why it happened to begin with. And one of the rules I learned is really ironclad is bad results don't come from well-intended decisions.
They don't?
Well, I'll say that. They do not. They come from good decisions. They're from bad decisions. And you'll always find an evil intention somewhere in there if you can investigate far enough and get access to the guy's records. And I don't believe for a minute that all these decisions we're talking about were intended to do anything except keep people busy with other things besides living their lives.
It seems like a lot of them are intended so that people don't reach their highest potential or don't do things that are pleasurable, really, you know?
Absolutely.
A lot of people, you know, this is no fun rule. They absolutely have. Yeah, I mean.
Exactly.
No, too much fun. This is bad.
Yeah, even the one-child policy in China. I worked with a young man from China, not a long time ago, mainland China. He told me that, he said, you can have a second child. It's not really that difficult. You have the... Maybe at
it's
home,
not that hard.
You know, stay out of public areas when you're showing. He said, but that child can never get a government number, so they effectively become a slave. If it's a son, they're going to, usually, he said this is more often than not, they're going to sell him outright for money, and he's just a slave all his life. Or he works at slave wages and helps support the family when they're old, but he never really gets anything of his own and can't inherit. Or if it's a daughter, they sell her off for a really good dowry, because due to the one-child policy, where they're aborting more girls than boys because the boys will take care of them in old age, there are now places in China where there are men 30 years old who never held a girl's hand who didn't pay cash for the privilege.
Yeah. You know, and they're getting them out of North Korea, too. I mean, you know, smuggling them out. You know, women are very valuable in China, and this is absolutely the true circumstance. This is what happens when government gets involved. They've got their little intentions, good or bad. I couldn't say. I mean, I tend to think that people have the best of intentions. They're just morons that continue to believe that you can coerce people into getting good and good results, and it doesn't seem like that's the case. It may not even be true. I don't know.
I no longer do. I always look at the results of the activity and say, if it was a bad result, there's a bad motive.
Joshua, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about what you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. Let's take Jonathan in Australia. Jonathan?
G'day. How are you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Good. I guess taking a bit further from that previous call and even what you were talking about, my comments about the kind of fictions that are created in order to play on people's insecurities, in particular, like, I mean, from a religious point of view, the whole concept, particularly like the Judeo-Christian concept, begins with the concept of sin, which is a fiction. It's kind of a something that you can't prove, something there's no evidence of. And it's the entire basis of the political structure that kind of creates from it. And the state is...
Well, hold on. Before you go on, Jonathan, the political structure is similar world over. You're talking about a group of people who are in charge, and it's almost never one person. Kings have to have courtiers and all that sort of thing. That's a group of people that's in charge, and the religions are different. There's no sin in Buddhism. There's no sin in Confucianism. All these Eastern religions, they don't have sin. So how is sin the root of this?
Well, sin is the Judeo-Christian version, but there's always some sort of inadequacy that is kind of put to the people, proselytized, that somehow we are inadequate or we are not perfect, and we've got to seek that perfection. And of course, it creates this dependence class. But the only way to create. To become perfect is to follow the rules and become a member of that political group.
Jonathan, I want to explore this a little further. If we might, please hold the line. Give us a call at 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacies. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.